USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden had been saying through recent days that he was going to win South Carolina's Democratic primary, and he did. He's just behind Bernie Sanders now in the overall delegate count. Biden saying this morning of his victory in yesterday's balloting.
Things are moving. Look, we got outspent 40-1 in South Carolina. 40-1. And we won every single county, and we've now won more actual votes overall since this began, since the whole process began, than Bernie has won.
Following yesterday's results in South Carolina, businessman Tom Steyer did announce he's dropping his presidential bid. The death toll from the coronavirus worldwide is now nearing the 3,000 mark. Yesterday, administration officials confirmed that there's been a U.S. death from the virus in a man in his 50s in Washington State. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Animal rights groups are outraged after in New York City a Central Park carriage horse collapsed on the job yesterday afternoon and later had to be euthanized. An activist from the group New Yorkers for Clean, Livable, and Safe Streets says dangerous situations are common involving those horses and nobody is ever held accountable.
Instead of calling a qualified vet to help this horse, several carriage drivers tied him up with ropes, pulled him into a trailer, and they took him back to the stable.
A spokesman for the historic horse-drawn carriages of Central Park saying that the horse actually suffered a cardiac issue unrelated to his job and was humanely euthanized. A Louisiana abortion restriction case is on the U.S. Supreme Court's docket this upcoming week. The case involves a 2014 state law requiring abortion providers to also have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the abortion clinic. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A drought drags on in the Golden State. Here's an update from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Following a record dry February, a storm will finally send rain and mountain snow to California and other southwestern states. San Francisco will end the month with no measurable rainfall, which has not happened in February since 1860. Redding, Sacramento, and Ukiah will also end the month with no rainfall for February, for the first time in recorded history. The unprecedented lack of moisture has led to a rapid expansion of abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions. Forecasters say this new storm will not produce enough rain to ease the drought conditions.
The Centers for Disease Control taking the blame for President Trump misidentifying the gender of the coronavirus patient who he announced yesterday had passed away in Washington State of the virus. The director of the CDC tweeting that the organization erroneously identified the patient as female when briefing President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence about it. The person who died was in fact a male in his 50s. And Tony Romo is said to become the highest paid analyst in TV history. Romo and CBS agreeing to a deal that will pay him $17 million a year. He just began doing broadcasts for CBS in 2017 following his NFL retirement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.